possible vaccine for cancer, weather advice for NASA, maybe even new fuel discoveries that make gasoline obsolete. All of this and more is happening every day here at one of the nation's top research universities, and you get to hear about it first, right here on Classic City Science.
If you're a blueberry farmer, insects are both friend and foe. The insects that fall into the pest category have to be managed. Here to talk about pest management, we're joined by Ash Seal, Assistant Professor of Entomology in the UGA College of Agricultural and Environmental Sciences. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So can you tell me what are some of the common pests that blueberry farmers deal with?
There are several species of insects that can become pests in blueberries in the Southeast. Historically, blueberry growers never had to deal with lots of pest problems, but recently with the production increasing, there are some insects that are chronically economic issues here. The major ones include blueberry bud mites, blueberry gall midge, flower thrips, plum curculio scale insects, and more recently, an invasive fruit fly has become a major problem, which is commonly known as a spotted wing Drosophila.
Are all of these sort of the same type of insect? Do they all fly, or do they attack the fruit in the same way, or are they all very different?
They're all very different pests. Actually, every group of insects is different in the way they feed on plant and the parts of plants they feed on. For example, we start with these blueberry bud mites. They start feeding on newly growing buds during the fall, post-harvest season. Fall, when everything is dormant, they start feeding inside the buds. And it can actually lead to killing those buds. They cause a lot of damage that way. And then there are scale insects, which we have recently seen significant increase in scale populations. Scales, they are a sucking insect pests where they suck cell sap from a plant tissue and cause a lot of damage that way. Then flower thrips, they feed on flowers, inside the flowers, on different parts of the flowers and cause direct damage to the growing flowers, which eventually are going to make the fruit.
Well, I'm guessing since they're feeding on different parts of the plant, different times of the year, they can't be managed in the same way.
Yeah, growers have to use different tactics to manage different pests depending on what time of the year it is and what kind of pest they are dealing with. For example, for a pest that occur during the fall or dormant season, it's easier to manage them with the oil applications, which are very kind of benign to non-targets. They make oil applications. Oils, what they do is they suffocate the target pest to death. For those to be more effective, growers have to make sure that they get good coverage. Those oil applications work for mites if they can time it appropriately when the mites are actually moving from one bud to another. Otherwise, they are inside the buds and protected from any applications. So if growers can time their applications appropriately, it's easy to manage different pests.
Of the pests that you've mentioned, what is the biggest threat to the crop?
Among the insect pests, spotted wing Drosophila, which is a fruit fly, is the key pest of blueberries nowadays. All other pests are, in a way, secondary pests in terms of their economic impact on blueberry. So all of the pest management decisions that growers make are based on pest management programs they are going to be using to manage this fly. Because there's zero tolerance in the market, the females of this fly, they can land on a fruit, lay eggs in there, and then larvae grows inside the fruit and causes it to be unmarketable within just a couple of days. So growers have to be proactive in managing this fly.
And what tools are you able to provide for farmers in managing these pests?
I started here in 2013 as a blueberry entomologist at UGA, and since then we have developed several resources for growers. For example, first I started with the UGA Blueberry blog, where all of the blueberry team members, which include myself as a blueberry entomologist, we have Phil Brannon, Harold Sherman, blueberry pathologist, we have blueberry breeder Scott Neesmith, we have Dr. Eric Smith, our blueberry horticulturist, and all the team members, they provide whatever information is necessary and appropriate for growers in a timely manner. we have at least 275 growers that are actually subscribed to the blog. As soon as we put something out, immediately they get an instant update at 6 p.m. that day whenever that new blog is posted.
And then there's also an app, is that correct?
We have recently developed an app to help growers make good decisions regarding pest management. And that app is available on both Google Play Store and Apple Store.
And what's it called?
It's called MyIPM-SEF-P.
Thank you so much for being here and talking about blueberry pest management today.
Thank you for having me.
Today we've been speaking to Dr. Ash Seal, Assistant Professor of Entomology in the UGA College of Agricultural and Environmental Sciences. For WUGA, I'm April Sorrow.